Nartam Thakur Nitai Pada Kamala. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala Nitai Pada Kamala
Koti Chandra Sushitala
Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala
Nitai Pada
Jechaya jagata jurai
Jechaya jagata jurai
Jechaya jagata jurai
Jechaya jagata jurai
Heno nitai bine Radha Krishna Paite Nai
Heno Nitai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai
Heno Nitai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai
Heno Nitai
Drida kori daro nitai rapai
Drida kori daro nitai rapai
Se sambandha nahi jar Vritta janma gelo tar Pasu boro durachan
Sei pasu boro durachan
Sei pasu boro durachan
Sei pasu boro durachan
Nitai baba lilo muke Majino Sangsara Suke
Nitaina Bodhino Muke Majino Sangsara Suke
Vidya Kule Kikori Beta
Vidya Kule Kikori Beta
Ahamkare Matta Hoya Nitai pada pasariya
Ahankare mata hoya Nitai pada pasariya
Asatye re satya kori mani
Asatye re satya kori mani
Nitai er koruna habe Braje Radha Krishna Pabe
Nitaya Karuna Habe Braje Radha Krishna Pabe
Daro Nitaya Charana Dukani Charana Satya Tahara Sevako Nitya
Nitaya Charana Satya Tahara Sevako Nitya
Nitai Pada Sada Koro Asa
Nitai Pada
Narottama boro duki Nitai more koro suki
no.
Narottamo Rakko Ranga Charanerapa Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala
Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala
Jechayaya Jagata Jura Nitai Gauranga Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacha Jansa Terasata Sri Srimad Shobhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Shilabhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Bhagavan Shilabhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai Sri Rupa Anuga Guru Varga Ki Jai Sri Rup Sanatan Bhattur Ganath Shri Deva Gopal Bhatta Das Vaganath Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Go Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopagopina Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadeep Dham Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai, Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Om Vishnupad, Vishva, Varanya, Srilesi, Bhaktivedanta, Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Sarasat, Madhacharya Brinda Ki Jai, Jai, Swa Bhakti Vinod Labhadut Maharaj Ki Jai, Seva Brinda Ki Jai, Soma Veda Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai, Sri Nityananda Prabhu Tayodasi Ki Jai, Sri Nityananda Prabhu Avirbhav Mahamahotsava Titi Ki Jai, Nithai Go Premanande. Srila Guru Maharaj has said, to not know the glories of Nityananda Prabhu is like not knowing who your mother is. The glories of Nityananda Prabhu are not an afterthought, their prelude, prerequisite to establishing Krishna conception. We're told in this song that we just heard, Nitai Koruna Habe Braje Radha Krishna Pabe. Without the grace of the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then you cannot get Radha and Krishna. You cannot enter Vrindavan. And we think, why? Why is it a prerequisite? Why is it necessary? As Guru Maharaj said, one might think, because in the past times in Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna and Balaram, Radharani and Balaram, that there's some contrast there. When Radha and Krishna have their pastimes, Balaram cannot be there. And when Balaram and Krishna are doing their pastimes, Radharani and Brajagopis cannot participate as they might want. So why are you being told that Balaram, that you need the grace of Balaram and Nityananda to go into the Radha Krishna Leela pastimes? Because he's giving entrance into that plane. Nitai Koruna Habe Braje, and what was the other one? Heno Nitai Bine Bai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. And if someone doesn't appreciate this point, or thinks it's optional, or they're somehow exempt from that, Narottam Thakur is saying, Se Pashu Borodurachar. That person, I mean, I'm just, the words he says is an animal. Right? It's very unfortunate to think a lot. You may think he's some sort of devotee of Krishna, but not really. Vrindavan Das Thakur says in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, even if you have Vishnu Bhakti, but you don't appreciate Nityananda, you won't make any progress. Right? These kind of emphatic statements coming up. When you read the Chaitanya Bhagavat, I mean, the very name, Chaitanya, we would expect it to be about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and of course it is. But you cannot but notice that in the beginning, in the introductory chapters, you could think this is a book about Nityananda. You're reading on and saying, when's the part about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going to come? This is all about Nityananda, the grace of Nityananda, the mercy of Nityananda. Yet the book is called the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Then maybe you should consider that to really substantially appreciate who Mahaprabhu is, you have to get the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. And it appears as though a foundation is being established. It's the foundation for understanding Mahaprabhu, and it's the foundation for Krishna Leela. Like we see here and elsewhere, whenever some building is being made, particularly the skyscraper comes to mind. And you see, they're digging so deep. And for the longest time, they're digging deep. And then what are they doing? Pile driving. They're driving those giant, girders. Is there another name? These giant metal bars, they're pounding them into the, and they've dug deep into the ground, and they spend, it seems like, the longest time doing that. Right? And they're going deeper and deeper and deeper. Why? Because if they don't do that, whatever is built upon a foundation that is not so deep and not so structurally sound, will topple. So people who try to, in this kind of, build their Krishna conception without any reference to the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, or particularly the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, their Krishna conception, no matter how impressive it might appear to be, it will topple, it will come, it will end up in ruin and rubble on the ground, because it's not based upon anything structurally sound. The grace of Nityananda, the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, that's the foundation upon which these things can be built. Then you can get a substantial Krishna conception. And we're told, Nitai is bringing everyone in connection with the lotus feet of Gauranga, right? And Mahaprabhu is bringing everyone in connection with Radha Govinda. That is the system. And if you understand Gaudiya ontology, and you said that, as I mentioned in the last talk about, you know, sort of teasingly saying that Krishna has nothing to do. He doesn't do anything. Meaning, he's always playing on the flute, pastimes with Radharani, Braja Gopis, the cowherd boys, Nandis. These are the things that Krishna is doing. The first other than Krishna is Balaram. And as his name gives indication, that's where all the strength is. It's where the strength of Krishna conception comes from. And sometimes he's known as Rama, the one who's like, gives happiness or pleasure to Krishna. But Bala, his strength, not that he's just strong, but coming in connection with him gives strength in Krishna conception. But everything after, and we could say Balaram being Krishna's equal in every way except form. His form is slightly different. But otherwise, he's Krishna's equal in every way imaginable. He expands into the Mool Sankarshan, you know, Vasudev Sankarshan, Pradumna Aniruddha, the second quadruple expansions, then into the Purusha avatars, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, from there, the Guna avatars, etc. Then you understand, really, he's everything. He's doing everything, and he is everything. Right? And as Ananta, he has unlimited serving capacity. So what, like we hear in the love poetry or love songs or from the hearts of those who feel that they're in love, they'll say, you know, they express this aspiration, you know, I want to be the ground beneath your feet. You know, it's a sweet sentiment, right? They're trying to say how much they want to be with that person. I want to be the ground you walk on, the chair you sit. I want to be the clothes that you wear. Right? It's a particular type of sentiment. But in the case of Nityananda, Balaram, it's realized. He is the ground that beneath the feet of Krishna, the chair that he sits in, the clothes that he wears, the Brahmin thread, you know, everything, the asan, the singhasan, the ropes that pull the chariot of Jagannath, or Ananta Dev. So Ananta, unlimited serving capacity, and Shesh means he's reached the ultimate end, the ultimate achievement, which is what? Servitude to Krishna. Ekala in the Balaram, Nityananda Glories chapter in Charitamritam says, Ekala Ishwara Krishna Arsabritya. It sounds very simple, but it's profound. Saying there's really, truly one Ishwara, Krishna. Ishwara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karna Karnam. that Krishna, who they said, you know, has nothing to do, not doing it, he's Sarva Karna Karnam, the supreme cause of all causes. Through expansions and part, kala, punksa, etc., all these things are being done. Right? Like in this world, they're the manager. They're manager. The guys making the skyscrapers don't actually build it. Right? They're, by their intelligence and through extension of their assets, and they're building a skyscraper. But they're not doing it, you know. It's a crude example, but in some Krishna and Balaram, they're playing Leela. Right? Ananda, Ananta Leela, Ananda Leela. Right? But through their expansions, all these other things are taking place. Right? So Balaram, and interestingly, see, these things cannot be conceived through logic and so-called rational thought. They transcend logic and rational thought. So if we say Krishna's the original, and then Balaram, if you're going to do a time-space kind of thing, you think like, well, then if he's, in a sense, after Krishna, then, so in their pastime, then naturally, Krishna would appear first, and then his younger brother would be Balaram. But that's not the case. So Krishna's other is his elder brother. So it transcends rationale and logic. Right? So his other self, in this sense, is an elder brother. And it's significant because that allows him to be like a friend, but as elder brother, to have certain elements of what we call vatsalya rasa, or parental concern, to look out for his little brother on the order of Yashoda. Right? She's told, given Balaram the service of watching over Krishna. And Guru Maharaj told her, but sometimes, and there are pastimes, boy, their brothers, there's some fighting, it happens. So once, Balaram slapped Krishna, and Krishna went to Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda chastised Balaram. And then later, Balaram said, little brother, come here, because Krishna's name, Ramanuja, the Anuja of Rama. Right? The little brother, so saying, look, you know, in these pastimes, and particularly they're like divine pastimes, stuff's going to happen. You know, it's not like you have to tell Mother Yashoda everything. Krishna like, oh, all right, but you know, da-da-dee, you, just listen. We have unlimited pastimes, it's Nityalila, they're going on, it's very extensive, you know that. You can't tell, and she'll be worried unnecessarily. Nothing can actually happen to you. Everything's happening by your, no, but you, Balaram, there, yes. Krishna will tell, look, Balaram, when they were in Vrindavan, look how the trees, they're bending over, offering their fruits to you, and the hearts of the Brajagopis, they're so excited to see you. So, and Guru Maharaj mentions, everything Balaram does is service. Right? As Ananta Shesh, with his thousands of heads, heard, these universes, which are a billion by a billion in dimensions, they're like white mustard seeds. Like when you see the cobra and the little white dots on their head, they're like white mustard seeds. If one fell off or is on, he's unaware of that. So how, and that's one of his expansions. Because then how is he doing everything? Balaram himself is playing with Krishna and Krishna Leela, but through his expansions. And those Ananta Shesh, what does Vrindavana say? That just like if you have some valuable gems and you want to store them, you go to your like dearest, most trustworthy friend and say, can you keep these jewels for me? and protect them. So the gems of the topics of Krishna are in the mouth, entrusted to the mouths of Ananta Shesh. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, like, how can I say anything to adequately glorify Nitai and Gauranga? But by the mercy of Nityananda, who's been entrusted with the gems of all the topics of Krishna and Gauranga, then something is possible from my side. That's how he's thinking. So he's saying this whole Chaitanya Bhagavat and is by the mercy of Nityananda. Right? And there are some mention of the mentioned previously, Mahaprabhu has come. His inner desire to experience the heart of Srimati Radharani has coincided with the appearance of the Yuga avatar and Advaita's calling. So he's descending at that time, and he will be seen as Nimai Pandit, pastimes of, being a scholar, sometimes arrogant scholar, the primary Sanskrit school teacher, but gradually he will, by the influence of the devotees, awaken devotion to Krishna, experience bhakta bhav, sometimes in some divine hysteria, showing avatars or assuming the position of the Supreme Lord. But for the most part, bhakta bhav, devotion is awakened in him, and it will culminate in radha bhav. So there's a sequence, and great devotees, and what to speak of the greatest devotee, Nityananda Prabhu, he's waiting for the time to come where he will join in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. But appearing, we know in the place, what is it called? Eka Chakra. What's its other name? Birachandrapur. So, to Hadai Pandit, what is his mother's name? Padmavati. We're told, pardon me?
Padmavati.
Yeah. So, how much, I remember once we were taking prasadam with Srila Gurudev, Srila Govindamars, and he's taking this one preparation. He asked him, he said, so how do you, what do you think about this? He's going, I like this other one, better. And Gurudev was like, his heart was wounded. He said, this is the favorite preparation of Hadai Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu's father. And then I was saying, Maharaj, you know what kind of people we are. But by your mercy, you're allowing us to, trying to help us and upgrade our conception. So Hadai Pandit had so much love for Nityananda Prabhu. When he would embrace Nityananda Prabhu, and the body of Nityananda Prabhu was so soft that it would appear like he's merging into his body. And so there was the body of Hadai Pandit, and the pran, or the life air, of the body of Hadai Pandit was Nityananda Prabhu. That's how it appeared. And as is that custom in Vedic society in those times, sannyasis visit, whenever the sannyasis come, and really the householders offer them everything, and anything, and everything. And we're told they only stay there for like a day so as to not become attached to that family. Like once I was saying, we were talking about when Sukadev goes and gets milk, it's mentioned like how they stop for just the milking of a cow and then they go. And I was saying like, oh, and maybe like they give some Krishna katha or Hari katha. Gurudev, no, they just get the milk and go. I think, oh, like Thailand. Because I thought, well, maybe they say something. He goes, no, they just take the milk and go. But staying overnight is another thing. And we're told this sannyasi, and I once said to Gurudev, I said, some say it's Madhavendra Puri. And he said, some say it is Madhavendra Puri. I mean, like, that's the definitive answer on that, is that some say it was Madhavendra Puri. Be that as it may, that then it's time for that sannyasi to leave, and then Hadai Panda say, you know, Sripad, anything else? He goes, well, I was thinking of visiting the holy places, going on parikrama, and I don't have a brahmachari assistant. And that boy you have, he's so charming and qualified. That boy I want, Nityananda, the life and soul of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. He's like, oh my God. He's like, if I don't agree, we're ruined. This is the dharmic Vedic culture, dharmic Buddhi. Then he consults with his wife. She says, Prabhu, whatever you decide, it's unthinkable. And then Hari Pandit has to agree to allow Nityananda to go with the sannyasi. And we're told he was so affected that he didn't eat or drink for 3 months and was like a statue. And when you're there, in Birachandrapur, Ekachagra, there's a pond, right? They, in the name of Hadai Pandit, and they say, his tears created this pond, a pond of tears and separation from his life and soul, Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda's traveling, and really he's anticipating joining with Mahaprabhu. What sort of separation is he feeling? But it's not the right time yet. So he's saying, what will I do? I will visit the holy places. And you know, and he's going to the holy places and he reaches Vrindavan. Where is he going? The place where Krishna and Balaram have their pastimes. He's like, you know, those who've had the good fortune to do these things, but just imagine if Balaram, Nityananda, he's visiting the place where they had these pastimes. What sort of feelings are coming to him? But he's also seeing from some divine perspective, like, you know, where is Krishna? And like there's in those past times at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, Narad Muni saying, I just got back from Vaikuntha and it's empty. Where'd everybody go? Right? Because you have Gaur Narayan and Gaur Krishna. So Nityananda Prabhu, he's seeing Vrindavan, something's missing. And like the gravitational pull of the heart of Nityananda Prabhu and Nimai Pandit in Navadi, and they didn't understand the people. Where is Krishna? I just really, where's Krishna? I'm in Vrindavan, I'm not seeing Krishna. And those people, Jnana Shunya Bhaktas, simple-hearted folks, are going, he's in Navadvip. We heard he's in Navadvip. Krishna, he went to Navadvip. Yes, you should go there. And then meanwhile, back in Navadvip, Mahaprabhu Nimai, he's sending like search parties for Nitya. He goes, I had a dream and I saw someone on a chariot like Balaram, he's coming, you know. And he sends them out, they're searching. Haridas Thakur, they can't find him. When they come back, we're searching everywhere. There's no signs of Nityananda. And we're told, he's just smiling and says, go to the house of Nandanacharya. And lo and behold, that is where Nityananda is. And Guru Maharaj told Goswami Maharaj to make a mat there. So the time comes for just saying, when they let, and in terms of just ease of speaking, but it's all happening in beyond time and space in the eternal world, but it's manifesting these pastimes in this plane. So we can say, when they last saw each other, they're in Vrindavan as Krishna and Balaram. Now, they've descended in Gaura Lila, and as Guru Maharaj has said, it's like hide and seek, a type of hide and seek, where people scatter and then try to find each other. So when the great devotees are discovering one another, they don't look exactly as they looked previously, but they're recognized by devotional tendencies, which is the actual form of the swarup. Right? So by seeing certain devotional qualities, characteristics, they recognize that someone is there. So now it is time for the meeting. And it's Nitya Lila still, it was time for this meeting of Nimai Pandit and Nityananda. And Nityananda, when they do meet, he is overwhelmed by how beautiful Krishna looks, Krishna who's enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani. In this sense, it's his first glimpse of Gauranga. And he's so charmed and thinking like, this is that Krishna. Where we were Krishna and Balaram. Krishna, what's happened to you? He looks so, beautiful. Svarnakoti darpanabhadeho barna gaurabham. As Guru Maharaj says, about 10 million brilliant mirrors of gold shining. And Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, is overwhelmed to see the beauty of Nityananda. And then they embrace and they're lost in one another, and Nitai faints in ecstasy. Actually, a little bit before that, reconfirm, Mahaprabhu, Srivas Thakur, starts singing a Vrindavan sloka. And that causes Nityananda to faint. Barhapi dam natabara bapu kane o kane karam bibrad basa kanaka kapisam bai jayantim chamalam Run, run, vain, udhaya, sudhaya, purian, gopa, vrinde, sudhaya, yeah. Vrindaranyam, swapada, ramanam, pravisha, gita, kirti. It's gopi vision. The angle of vision of the Braja gopis when they see Krishna and Balaram surrounded by the cowherd boys entering the Vrindavan forest. It's from them, right? What they're seeing. And said, Barha pidam natavara bapu. Barha means they're seeing the beautiful lotus face of Krishna adorned with a lotus, with a peacock feather. Natavara. And saying, and what does he look like? Like a movie star, right? Like that, the way everyone sees them and everyone's excited and their every movement and gesture, and they just look so special. Right? And Karne, and he's got flowers on his ear. He's wearing a Vaijayanti flower garland. Many different forest flowers. Rundran Benu Sudhaya, yeah. And when he's playing his flute, a stream of nectar is like he plays the nectar from the lips of Krishna enters the flute and then streams again in the form of inconceivably beautiful nectarine sound. And he has all these gopas, cowherd boys surrounding him, including the best, Balaram. So, Vrindaranyam Svapada Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti. And the earth is shivering in conjugal ecstasy due to the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna. That verse Srivas Thakur sings. Right? And the remembrance of that causes Nityananda Prabhu to faint into the lap of Nimai Pandit. And the others, they're fanning. When he returns to consciousness in this plane, remember the fainting just means so deeply conscious in that world as to not maintain external awareness. And he is in the lap of Nimai Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit, remember, who's Radharani's remainder after Krishna's plunder, the heart and hail of Radharani, Gadadhar Pandit is there. And Gadadhar Pandit starts smiling and thinking like, oh, look at this role reversal. Normally, let me say, Sheshayi, you see Vishnu lying on Ananta Shesh, right? And Gadadhar Pandit is saying, oh, this is like in the Ramayana when Lakshman was shot by an arrow and comforted in the lap of Ramachandra. As in Ram Leela, it's an odd pairing that Ramachandra is the elder brother and Lakshman is the younger brother. So Guru Maharaj says, in another place, Balaram Nityananda said, those aren't my favorite pastimes because I'm somewhat restrained in my service. I'm Ananta, I like to serve unlimitedly. I don't like any service constraints. But in Ram Leela, because you're the elder brother, I can't cross your order. So when you're exiled and I can't tolerate it and I want to stop it, I'm not allowed to. I have to do what you say. I like the pastimes, but not my favorite. So Gadadhar Pandit is saying, oh, this is like in Ram Leela, where Lakshman's in the lap of Ramachandra, having been wounded. And but the normal position is for Sheshai, Ananta Shesh is the couch, and the Lord is lying on the couch. And Normally, we say devotion is shown where the infinite comes under the control of the finite. But, as Guru Maharaj says, the infinite shall be conceived as an infinite who sleeps on a bed of infinite. So in this case, since they're both infinite, it's fine. If they want to play like this, they can. But it's a little embarrassing for Nityananda Prabhu. Momentarily. But it shows how much love and affection the Lord has. He's comforting Nityananda on his lap. So and when we told the other day about Murari Gupta, Mahaprabhu Nimai Pandit taking the form of Baraha, after the prayers of Murari Gupta, as Varaha, he's saying, just as I descended to rescue the earth, I've come now also to save everyone. But just as in that time, actually when I rescued the earth, due to my touch, she was impregnated. Right? And she had a son. Right? And Narak. And that son, so just saying, he's my son in this context. Due to bad association, the bad association was Banasura. Due to bad association, he became an enemy of devotees. He said, I cannot tolerate anyone who does not appreciate my devotees. So much so, he was killed. That's how dear my devotees, they're more dear than my own son. He's making a point, which segues to appreciation for Nityananda. Se pashu boro durachar. If someone does not appreciate Nityananda Prabhu, it's like the person's like an animal, incapable of proper sentiments, ignorant to the extreme. Right. So, and Nityananda Prabhu, Guru Maharaj said, he possesses the greatest disinfecting capacity. So although Mahaprabhu has been described as the Mahavananaya avatar, the most merciful, he's saying, Nityananda Prabhu, even a little more merciful. And we told Birachandrapur, the son of Nityananda Birachandra, even more merciful. So that Nityananda, the two sinners, Jagai and Madhai, he delivered them. He was attacked by them and didn't take their offense and saw to their deliverance and implored Mahaprabhu to be merciful. When Mahaprabhu came and understood that one of them, that they had attacked Nityananda, he's ready to call his Sudarshan Chakra and finish the both of them. Nityananda intervened and said that Madhai had stopped him from, and then he said, oh, and immediately he's giving his grace to him. They worked it out. Jagai Madhai. And when Mahaprabhu was in Puri and it was time to go into the depths of Radha Bhav, he sent Nityananda Prabhu on a special mission, which was to preach in Bengal. He said, I had to run out of there. But I had to run away from Bengal. Sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, Navadip he rejected and Puri he collected. So, but he felt some debt to the people of Navadvip and wanting to be merciful to them, told Nityananda Prabhu, then you go and, you know, Jari Dako Tari Koho Krishna Upadesh. Tell them about Krishna. Deliver the people. Give them Krishna Nam. And what does Nityananda Prabhu do when he arrives in Bengal? His program is Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Nam. Saying, worship Gauranga, take the name of Gauranga, sing the glories of Gauranga. Apparently violating Mahaprabhu's order. But he knows that what he wants to give them, yata yata gora padara vinde, vinde to bhaktim krita punirasi, tata tatot sarpati hridyakasmat radha padamboja sudamburasi. He knows, bring everyone in connection with the lotus feet of Gauranga, and then they'll get Radha Govinda. Nitai koruna habe braje Radha Krishna pabe. Heno nitai bine bai Radha Krishna paitina. Nityananda Prabhu, he's giving access to the and connection to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and thereby one is given entrance into Vrindavan, into the Krishna Leela. So Srila Gurudev would say that everyone knows that Guru Maharaj is Rupa Goswami's man, right? The passing of Saraswati Thakur, hearing the Sri Rupa Manjari Pada from his divine lips, given entrance into the group of Sri Rupa. So then why is he always saying, dial nitai, dial nitai, dial nitai, praying for the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? To, in Guru Maharaj's words, he's saying, and discussing Krishna Leela, maybe there's some fault on our part, because inevitably it is the highest thing. In discussing that, there might be some fault. Right? Bhakya aparad. But he's saying, so I take the, and sometimes you have to discuss high things because it's the highest of the highest things. So he said, I take the name of Nityananda to reestablish myself and my safe position. So many times we heard Guru Maharaj saying, dial nitai, nitai chaitanya, dial nitai. Nitai gorga dadhara dvaita srivas. He liked to chant that. Nitai Gaur Haribol. When I was publishing before the publishing of The Search for Sri Krishna Reality of the Beautiful, just to give everyone a taste, we published two chapters. Just see how the mango trees are coming to offer their fruits to Balaram. They're all shook up. So we printed a couple of chapters just, you know, for the pleasure of Guru Maharaj and Gurudev and to show what it's going to be like, get some approval, etc. And Brisha Kapi Prabhu, Sureshri Didi's husband, he paid for this printing. And when he was reading the transcripts, he would see that we were editing out all the Nitai Gaur Hari Bols, most of them. And he's going, like, Maharaj, why are you doing that? And I go, I said, Rhys, you have to understand, like, Guru Maharaj says, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, all the time. Like, when he's not speaking, he's like, Nitai Gaur. Sometimes you can hear on a tape, Guru Maharaj, for 5 minutes, just going, Nitai Gaur Gadadhara Dvaita Srivas. Gaur Haribol, Gaur Nitai Gaur Haribol, Gaur Haribol, Nitai Gaur Haribol. You know, like, he would just do that for a lot. So I said, when we have him, when we're making a book, we forgive us, but, you know, we're editing them out. And he said, but because you've paid for these first two chapters to be printed, on the last page, It was a page of Guru Maharaj going, Nitai Gaur Haribol, just a page of Gaur Haribol, Nitai Gaur Haribol, Nitai Gaur, to make him happy. And he's like, then I'm happy. But he wanted everyone to know how, and I was telling you, when we'd hear, and also I should say, Guru Maharaj did not imitate, Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, did not imitate Guru Maharaj doing this. Right? Lest you think like, oh, Guru Maharaj, I'll do that. Srila Govinda Maharaj did not imitate that. He did not imitate Guru Maharaj's sayings or, you know, what do you call it? What's the word? Mannerisms. Gestures, mannerisms. No. Right? Emerson says, imitation is suicide. What does it mean? You're not being yourself. And you're putting on a show of being something that you're not. In that sense, suicide. Imitation is suicide. Sahajism is imitationism. We know, and we don't need to get, it's not the disciples on a certain level, they start mimicking the behavior. It's tolerable maybe in a very, like, and childlike state, but one has to grow out of it, to grow up and not do that. And I noticed, like, Srila Prabhupada, Swami, he was unique. We know his disciples imitated him in many different ways, but really, and stopped after a while when it became just ludicrous. Right? But he's not an imitation of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He, you know, substantially his follower, not imitator, right? There's, you know, how do you call it? Anukar, Anusar, the substance. And interestingly, I remember when we were searching for this picture, Vidugdha Madhava Prabhu and I, and the companion one of Mahaprabhu, although Nitai should be a little more robust. And we were with those people, and they're Nityananda Bangsha. This is their worshipable deity, is this picture and the one of Mahaprabhu. So, and a meeting with that gentleman, and his name's Prabhupada. Right? Something Prabhupada, you know. And while we're talking, and Vidugdha is like taking the pictures, you know, and then this baby crawling towards us, and he goes, that's Sukadeva Prabhupada. Little Sukadeva Prabhupada. It's like, oh, okay. So them and their idea is that A.C. Bhakti is divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He was successful because he was initiated by them, Kula Guru, family, when he was 13, as a boy. So they're going, see the success he had? And then I was thinking, somehow it didn't bother me at all. I just smiled and I thought, Guru Maharaj is sometimes very generous. And his way, just like we were saying, Gadadhar saying, oh, I'm seeing Ram and Lakshman. Another devotee saying, I see like more like Krishna and Balaram. Something. I'm seeing the two, like they all have different ways of seeing. Mala nam ashanirni nam nadabara stri nam swano murtiman. When Krishna and Balaram enter Kansa's arena, you know, the wrestlers are seeing death personified. Vasudeva Devaki, their son, the ladies, Cupid personified, the Vrindavan people, you know, are Krishna from Vrindavan. The yogis are seeing the Param Devata. There are 10 different angles of vision. At the one Krishna, 10 different angles of vision identified by Veda Vyasa and the Acharyas. So if they're saying like, that's why he was successful. One huge life member donating lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of rupees. Prabhupada would send us to do programs at his house. once we're leaving, he said like with his tear in his eye, and he said, and if Swami Vivekananda had never gone to America, none of this would be possible. But I'm saying, like, Prabhupada does not want me to blast this huge donating fellow. So if that's how he wants to see it, just keep giving those donations, you know. When we went to Garga Muni Maharaj was going to show us how to do life membership. We're like the new devotees, and there, and he takes us on the place. Go to this man and this one man. They like to let you know that they know some philosophy. The man starts going, what I believe is that I am God and you are God. We are all God. I am God. And Garga Muni looks at us and he goes, turns back to him and he goes, yes, you are God. And the man goes, ding, rings the bell, and the guy comes in and he gives a check. And we go out, leave the, and we're all like, and Garga Muni said, that's how you do it. I'm taking the check and go, but really, so they can think this way, that way, or the other. Mahaprabhu did not like that kind of talk. And he's telling, as Varaha, telling more, he said, there's a sannyasi in Varanasi who's mutilating my divine body, referring to Prakasananda. I've sent him leprosy, and he still doesn't get it. Why is he saying? Because he's quoting the Vedas. Apani apado javanagrihita. He has no legs, he has no eyes, has no ears, etc. Yet he sees, hears, moves, does all of these things. In this context, he is expressing some irritation with the Vedas. Not with the actual Vedas, but with the interpreters of it, using, because the Vedas don't clearly express these things, or you can really get misled. Right. You see the mango tree without the mango, you could think all kinds of things. But the only reason it's there is to produce mangoes. The Veda Kalpataru only exists to produce rasa, to take you in the direction of rasa, and the only way you get that is from Radharani. The only way you get there, Nitai Koruna Habe Braje Radha Krishna Bhabe. So, Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, we're told, it says, Suvarna Varna Hemango Barangas Chandan Agadi. The Suvarna Varna. In this verse, we think, oh, it means like golden colored. It's in some indication of Mahaprabhu. But Suvarna Varna also means gold merchants. And Prabhupada descended in their line. But we're told, interestingly, the Suvarna Vanik, that Nityananda Prabhu liked this family very much. And he was very predisposed and merciful to them. So you can say that that person, this verse is talking about, who will descend in that line, the Suvarna Varna, right? Hemanga means golden limb, and etc. So Prabhupada came in that line. And interestingly, his, Saraswati Thakur had, you know, Guru Gauranga Radha Govinda, you know, always like, Mahaprabhu and then Radha Govinda. And you see in Mayapur, that's what Prabhupada Swami has established. Mahaprabhu and Radha Madhava. That's what he actually established. Same thing in Calcutta's birthplace. Mahaprabhu and Radha Govinda. But in other places, so he's always putting Nitai and Gauranga. Nitai and Gauranga. Right? Gaur Nitai all over the world and so many. And in Vrindavan, what is his temple? Krishna Balaram, in the center, not on the side. In the center is Krishna Balaram. Right? So much attachment. And Gurumar is saying, on his journey in the ocean, when he has the heart attacks, and he's in pursuance of the order of Saraswati Thakur to fulfill Bhaktivinoda's prediction and Mahaprabhu's divine wishes, right? The Krishna consciousness spread all over the world. In the middle of the ocean, the heart attack, he's saying he had wholly emptied himself of anything other than the order of his guru, right? I was saying, when Nityananda becomes the pran, the life air of Hari Pandit, he has no other reason for existence than to fulfill the order of his guru. No personal consideration. He said divine power had to descend and work on his behalf. And Guru Maharaj identified it particularly Shaktivesh Avatar and Shaktivesh of Nityananda Prabhu. So the glories of Nityananda, even, and we can then understand the foundation of the modern day Krishna consciousness movement is based upon the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and that means it has a good foundation. So a very strong Krishna conception and be built upon that. Hare Krishna, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Avirbhav Mahamahotsavati Ti Ki Jai, Nitai Go Premanande. Hare Krishna. Sing another song about Nityananda Prabhu. Yes, that would be nice, because Nitai and Gauranga.
Parama koruna pahu dvi janda nitai gaura chandra. Sabhavatara Sarashiro Mani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Bhaja Bhaja Pai Chaitanya Nitai Sudrida Bhishma Sazoi.
Bhaja Bhaja Pai Chaitanya Nitai Sudrida Bhishma Sazoi.
Pashupati jure, pasana vidore, suni jaro guna gata.
Sansare majiya, ruhile pojiya, sepade na kivo asha.
Sansare majiya, ruhile pojiya, sepade na kivo asha.
Apana karama gunjaye saman koho ye lojana dasa.
Apana karama gunjaye saman koho ye lojana dasa.
Apana karama gunjaye saman koho ye lojana dasa.
Anrodha paramananda nityananda rai.
Nanda Rai
Akhi Mana Suna Nitai Nanda
Hari Nama Mahamantra Jena Vilaiya Jare Deke Tare Kohe Dante Trina Kori
Nitananda Kripa Avatar Utam Adam Kichunakore Vichar. So he's the Kripa Avatar, and he makes no distinction on who is in a high position or a low position. He's so intoxicated by Krishna Prem that he wants everyone else to be intoxicated by the same sweet substance that he's relishing. So no consideration in his merciful distribution of Krishna Prem and Gaur Prem. So therefore, it's in our interest to seek the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, Avirbhav Mahamahutabhatiti ki jai. Ki Nityananda Trayodasi ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charja Satarasata Sri Srimad. Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai Rup Sanatan Bhakti Raghunal Sri Deva Gopal Bhattadas Raghunal Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasati Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Govindanath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadeep Dham Ki Jai Sri Biru Chandrapur Ki Jai Sri Hadai Pandit Ki Jai Sri Padmavati Devi Ki Jai Birachandra Prabhu ki jai, Janava Devi ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat ki jai, Sri Gupta Govardhan ki jai, Ganga Devi, Jumuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Om Vishnupad Vishvavarinya Srilesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimavadut Maharaj ki jai, Jai Sri Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi ki jai, Sri Brahmananda Prabhu ki jai, Se Enakshi Didi Ki Dai, Radharaman Prabhu Ki Dai, Kartiki Didi Ki Dai, Seva Brinda Ki Dai, Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Ki Dai, Nithai Go Premanande.